Okay, so meaning, sorry, that which when Rabbi Yochanan said, we say Hashem Sfasei Tiftach, the extra pasuk. So that's only by mincha. Tehibet Tfilas Mincha. You should only say Hashem Sfasei Tiftach. The Havamina was that you should only say Hashem Sfasei Tiftach, the pasuk between, you know, right before Shemoneh Esrei by mincha, because there is no gula the tefila to be somech. So therefore, you should say that only by mincha. But by shacharis and by maariv, when you need to be somech gula tefila, so then you shouldn't say Hashem Sfasei Tiftach. Okay, Vayter, first wide line. Rav Ashi Omer, Rav Ashi says, Afilu Tema Akulu. Really, you could say Hashem Sfasei Tiftach by all of the tefilos. The Keman de Kavua Rabbanim Tefila, and since Chazal were Metakin, Hashem Sfasei Tiftach, right before Shemoneh Esrei, Ked Tefila Rechta Damia. It's like one long tefila, and you don't have to worry about it being a hefsek between Gula the tefila. Deilu Tema Achi, because if you don't say this, Arvis Hechi Matzi Samech. Because then, how could you have Smichas gula tefila by Mariv, how by Lamimar Hashkivenu? You have to say Hashkivenu in between Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. Ella, rather given to Takinu Rabbanan Hashkivenu kigula richta damya. Since Chachamim were metakein gula, were metakein Hashkivenu, that's like one long gula, right? Kriya Shema and Hashkivenu is considered gula. Then you go right into Shemoneh Esrei. So Achanami here too, given to kavula Rabbanan betefila, just like we have Hashem Sfasei Tiftach right before Shemoneh Esrei, Ketfila Richta Damia is just like one long tefila. Mechti, let's see. Hi, Yehudu Ratonim Refi, Mashma Lebasof. Right? Apparently, we say Yehudu Ratonim Refi, right, as we finish tefila. Umashma Meikora. You could also theoretically say it at the beginning. Debina Lamemar. You could also say that Inyan of Yulah Torah Mreifei Begol Levenech is also Shayach at the beginning. My time at Taknu Rabbanan La'achar Yilches Brachos. Right? Why were Chazal attacking that after Shemoneh Esrei? Lemru Meikara. You could just say it at the beginning. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. Holo Velo Amru David El La'achar Yilches Parshios. Since David wrote the pasuk in Tehillim of Yulah Torah Mreifei after the 18 Mizmorim of Tehillim, after 18 brokim, lefichach takinu rabbanan la'achar yirches brachos. Therefore, the chachamim were metakin to say it after 18 brachos. So Gemara says, wait a second, honey, yirches? Did David write it after 18 brokim? Yudtes havyon. They're really, if you look, it's really yudar atzon is found in perek yudtes in Tehillim. Not 18. It should be after 19. So asher ha'ish v'lama rag shugoyim chada parshu. So really, the first two brokim are one considered one long perek, one long parsha. Damar Rabbi Yehuda Berei de Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. You can learn this from another thing that Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi said. Kuf Gimel Parshios Amar David. David said 103 Parshios. Velo Amar Haluka Asher Rabbi Mefaltam Shav Rishayim. And he didn't say the phrase Haluka until he saw the downfall of Rishayim. Shenamar Yitamu Chatan Min Haaretz Rishayim Odeinam Barachin Afshis Hashem Haluka. Pasuk we say every Rosh Chodesh. So Gemara says, wait a second, honey, Kuf Gimel, it was 103, Kuf Dalet Avion, well, it really should be 104, that pasuk is in the 104th parak of Tehillim. Elash Mamina, rather we see, Ashrei Ha'ish, V'lama Rag Shugoyim, Chayda Parshahi, rather we see that the first two are one long parsha. Dam Rabbi Shimon Baruch Meini, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Parsha Shaisa Chaviva Al David, right, flip to Yudam and Aleph. Any parsha that was dear to David HaMelech, pasuk lo ba'ashrei v'siyam lo ba'ashrei. Right, he started with Ashrei and he ended with Ashrei. Pasuk ba'ashrei dechtiv Ashrei ya'ish, Ashrei lo yelchu betzas v'shayim, v'siyam, and he finished ba'ashrei, and he finished with Ashrei dechtiv Ashrei kol chosei bo, that's at the end of the second parak of Tehillim. Just one second, my computer's about to die, and I'm just looking for a charger. Don't want it to hang up in the middle. Sorry. 10 seconds, got it here. Okay. Yalla. Okay, Vayter in Shas. Says the Gemara, Hanhu Baryoni Dabu Bishimavusi Dabu Meir. There were these bums that were in Rabbi Meir's neighborhood. And they were bothering him a lot. Rabbi Meir, Rachmi Alayu. Rabbi Meir thought he should daven for them. Kiechi dilemusu. Well, not so much Rachmi. I mean, daven for them so much, but he thought that he should. He wanted to have mercy, I guess, on them. Maybe that they should die since they were chatayim or the rishayim, or maybe he should have some sort of revach, I guess, from them. That he wanted them to die. Anyway, Amar Leibar Bruria de Bisu, his wife Bruria, right? Tzadikas Bruria said to him, "My datach, what are you thinking? They should daven for these people to die." Mishum dechsiv, the Pasuk says, "Yitamu chatayim in aretz rishayim odei nam." What do you mean? Because the Pasuk says that we should daven that the sinners should disappear. Miktiv chotim. It doesn't say that the sinners should disappear. Chatayim ksiv. It says that the sins should disappear. Right. The idea is that we should daven that the sinning should disappear from this world, not the sinners. Ve'od shapil the sefer dekra. Go check out the end of the pasuk. Urishayim od einam. Then there will be no more rishayim. Not that they're going to die, but kevan the tamu chatayim. Once there are no more sins, urishayim od einam. Then there are no more rishayim. Ella boy rachmim alayhu delahadu b'tshuva. Really, the davening that you should be doing is that they should do tshuva, and therefore urishayim odeinam, and they will no longer be urishayim. So the Gemara says that by rachmim alayhu v'hadu b'tshuva, the Rabbi Meir sure in fact did this, and they did become balei tshuva. Amar lahu tzduki the Bruria. A tzduki said the Bruria. Ktziv, the pasuk says, Rania karo lo yalada, famous haftara, right? Sing, O barren one who has not given birth. So he asked her, "Mishum de lo yalada rani? What, are you going to sing because a person hasn't given birth?" So Amrlai, she said to him, "Shtia, you're an idiot. Shvil l'seifei dekra. Just check out the end of the pasuk, the ktiv, because the pasuk says there, ki rabim b'nei shomema mi'b'nei bu'ula, amar Hashem. Right? The b'nei shomema, the sons of the destroyed one, i.e. the Jews, are greater than the one who has conquered him. I think we're referring to Esau. And his children. So Elamai Akara. So what does it mean, Akara, that it's barren? Obviously, Bnei Yisrael have kids, right? There are many offspring, Baruch Hashem, nowadays of Am Yisrael. So what does it mean, Rani Akara lo yolada? Rani Knesses Yisrael, Shadomer le'isha Akara, Shalo yolda banim legehenim kevaseichu. Let a Knesses Yisrael should sing because they have not had children. Like you, right? Your children, Esau, are going to Gehenim, and my kids are not, right? There, she's Akara, she's barren of kids who are going to Gehenim. Amalei Elu Tzeduki the Rabbi Yavo. Ksir the Pasuk says Mizmor la David Bavar Chaluf Nehmi Pnei Avshalom Beno. Right, the Pasuk says Mizmor la David when he ran away from Avshalom. Uksir la David Michtam Bavar Chaluf Nehmi Pnei Shaul. And David also wrote a song when he ran away from Shaul. Ba Me'ara, and he's hiding from him in the cave. He says, Hey Maisa Hava Bereisha. Which story happened first? Michti, let's see. Obviously, Maisa Shaul Hava Bereisha. Obviously, the story with Shaul happened first. Lichto Bereisha. So why is that not written first? Right, the story of the Mizmor of David Baruch Hashem Mefnav of Shalom is in the third parak of Tehillim, and the one with Shaul is in the 57th parak of Tehillim. So why isn't the orders reversed? Amalei Asolo Ason. I think he's insulting him. I think he's saying and calling him a donkey. Right, Delo Darshina. No, he's not. Take it back. Asun lashon atem. You guys, you tzedukim, delo darshisun smuchim, that are not darshining smuchim. Right? There's a whole concept that you can doresh the two parshios that are next to each other or that are connected somehow. Right? The tzedukim were not doresh. They don't have any of the droshes of Chazal. So for you guys, kasha lechu. That's a good kasha. But anan for us, for Am Yisrael, the darshinat smuchim, right, that we have drashas from Chazal and we're doresh smuchim, lo kashalon. There's no kasha whatsoever. Why? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, smuchim min atar minayin. How do you know that we're doresh smuchim? Shneimar, as the pasuk says, smuchim la'ad la'ola nasuim be'emes v'yashar. So what's the teretz then? That once we're darish smuchim, that we connect parshios. Lama nismiches parchas Avshalom parshas Gog u'Magog. Why is the story of Avshalom next to the parsha of Gog u'Magog? Shem yomer lecha adam. Because if someone says to you, klum yesh evid shemarim barabo, there are no slaves who revolt against their masters. Afata omer lo, you could say to him, klum yesh ben shemarim be'aviv. Why, is there a son that rebels against their fathers? Ela hava. Rather, you see that it does happen. So, Achanami Hava, you do see that by Gog u'Magog, so you will have an uprising against their masters. Okay. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. My dichtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says Pia Paschal Bachokma Visar's Khashad Allah Shona? Kineged me Omar Shlomo Mikrozet. Who did Shlomo say this pasuk of Pia Paschal Bachokma Vitaris Khashad Allah Shona about? Lo Omru Ella Kineged David Aviv. He said this about David, his father, Shadar Bachamisha Olamos, who lived in five worlds, the Omar Shira. And he said Shira about them. Now, you're going to see in a minute, it doesn't mean, you know, five, you know, like, I don't know, fantasy worlds or upper worlds or spheres or whatever, but it means that David said Shira about five inyanim, about five things. Right, Rashi says with Ruach HaKodesh. So, Dor B'mei Imo, he lived, quote-unquote, in his mother's womb, right? He's not saying Shira in his mother's womb, but afterwards, when he grew up, right, he said Shira about these five places where he had been. Dor B'mei Imo V'amar Shira. He said Shira about being in the womb. Shinamar B'chinafshi is Hashem V'chol Kravai Hashem Kacho. Right, all of his kravim, where he was inside, right? Rashi says, Hashem Kervei Imo Shadar B'tochan. He lived inside the kravim of his mother. He lived inside of the womb of his mother. Yatzal Avir HaOlam, he was born, he came into the world, and he looked up at the stars and the constellations, Omer Shira. Shenamar, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav, Giborei Koach, Oseh Dvaro, Lishmo B'kol Dvaro, Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Tzvarov. Good. So he said Shira about the stars and the constellations, all of his tzvav, all of the things that serve Hashem right up in the heavens. Yolam Yishtei Imo, he nursed from his mother, Vinistakel B'dadan, he looked at her breasts, V'amar Shira. And he said Shira about that, Shenemar, Baruch Hinafshiz Hashem, V'al Tishkachi Kol Gemulav. My Kol Gemulav, what does that mean? I'm Rabbi Avosh, Asa L'dadim B'makom Bina. Because the place where a son nurses from his mother, that is b'makom bina. That's keneged the heart, right? Taima mai. What's the reason? Amar Rabbi Yehuda kedei shel nistakel b'makom erva. So he doesn't look at an inappropriate place. Meaning, all of the animals, if you look at where they nurse, right? A cow, a goat, etc. So the udders are by the back, and that's kind of gross. So David said Shira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created a person in that the place that they nurse at is higher. They're not looking, they're not staring at a Makom Erva, rather they're connected, they're staring at the Makom Bina, the place where a person gets Bina, i.e. understanding, wisdom, etc., etc. There are a lot of Memor Chazal about how the heart understands, etc. Okay. Right, oh, so Rav Mazda says, Kadeshul Yinek Mimakom Atanofes. So you shouldn't nurse from a disgusting place. Okay, same idiot. Rab and Mefaltan Shel Rishayim. David saw the downfall of Rishayim. V'amar Shira, and he said Shira. Shenamar Yitamu Chatoim Min Aretz Rishayim Odinam Barchinaf Shizah Hashem Haluka. Nistakel B'yom Amisa. He looked at the day of death. V'amar Shira, and he said, stared it down and said Shira. Shenamar Barchinaf Shizah Hashem. Hashem Alokai Gadalta Me'od Hod V'adar Lavashta. The pasuk we're familiar with, my mashma dal yom misa nemar. How do you know that pasuk is talking about the day a person's going to die? Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Shila misefa dinyana. You can learn it from the end. Dichtiv, because the pasuk says tastir panecha yavahelun tosef rucham igvon. Okay, I'm not sure how that implies the yom misa. I guess rucham yigvaun, the day that the day that a person is gathered into his people. All right, Rav Shimi bar Ukva v'Amri lamar Ukva haveshchiach kamei Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Right, whichever Tana or Amora that was, he was always go to visit Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. V'ava mesader agadata kamei Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. And you can say agadus in front of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. A lot of yichus. Amar lei, he said to my dichtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says the baruch inavshir says Hashem v'chol kervay Hashem kacho? What does that mean? Amar lei, bo re'e shalok midas kosh baruch hu midas basar v'dam. Check out how Hashem is not like humans, or other way around, actually, how humans are not like a kosh baruch hu. Midas basar v'dam tzar tzura al gabi akotel. A person can paint a picture on a wall. Ve'nu yachol lahatil baruch u'neshama kreivim u'vnei me'ayim. He's unable to put into that picture a neshama, a ruach, innards, etc., etc. V'kosh baruch hu ain't okay. Hashem is not like that. Tzar tzura b'tzoch tzura. He creates a picture inside of a picture. He makes a woman, right? A woman is pregnant and has a creation inside of her. U'matil bar ruach u'neshama kreivim b'nei me'ayim. Hashem can create a human being inside of another human being. This is what Chana said. There is no tsur kelokenu. My ain tsur kelokenu. What does that mean? Ain tsayer kelokenu. There is no artist, shall we say, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. My kein biltecha. What does it mean? Because there is no one like him. Rabbi Yehuda bar Manasseh, al tikrig ein biltecha, ela ein lavosecha. Rather, no, there's no one who spends energy like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas Barzer Adam. Midas Barzer Adam, ma'asi yadav mevalen oso. Right? Midas, Hashem, another way to compare people and Hashem, a person spends his time and his creates something, so his actions outlast him. Right? It has more energy. It stays longer than him. It has more staying power. Right? A person builds a building, it outlasts him. But obviously, then the same is not true of Akash Baruch Hu. Akash Baruch Hu outlasts his creations. He said to him, I'll tell you that, no. I'll tell you this. Wait a second. I'll tell you a different shot. Those five Baruch Hinafshis, what did that David say that corresponding to? Lo Aron Ela Kneged Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kneged Neshama. He said them corresponding to Hashem and the holy neshama that we all have inside of ours. Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu Malei Kol Olam, just like Hakadosh Baruch Hu Malei Kol Olam, Afa Neshama. So to the neshama is Malei Kol Aguf, can fill the entire body. That's one. Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu Roa Veinu Nira. He can see, but he is not seen. Af Neshama Roa Veinu Nireis. Same thing with a neshama. That's two. Ma'akash Baruch Hu Zanas Olam Kulo, just like Akash Baruch Hu sustains the entire world, Af Neshama Zanas Kol Aguf. So too the Neshama sustains the entire body. That's three. Ma'akash Baruch Hu Tahor, Af Neshama Tahora, just like Hashem is Tahor, so is the Neshama. That's four. Ma'akash Baruch Hu Yoshev Bechadri Chadarim, Af Neshama Yoshev is Bechadri Chadarim. And just like Akash Baruch Hu sits in the inner chambers, I assume that it means that he's kind of sitting hidden and removed from things. But again, that's what we said, nearest Vayner nearest, so maybe it's a reference to Akash Baruch Hu sitting in, right, Chazal say that there are seven rakiyas, and the Hashem's Kisei HaKavod is found in the seventh, so maybe that's a reference to that Gemara in Chagiga. Okay, but Af Neshama Yoshev is Bechadri Chadarim, so too the Neshama sits kind of inside, hidden away inside of a person. Yavo Misha Yishbo Chamisha Dvarim, and this is the punchline, let someone come, meaning man, who has these five things, and say praise to someone else, i.e. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has these five aspects as well. What does the Pasuk mean when it says, what does it mean? Who is smarter? Who knows to do a pshara, to do a compromise? Who is like a Kadosh Baruch Hu who knew how to make a compromise between two great tzaddikim? Who? Bein Chizkiyo LeYoshio. Between King Chizkiyo, Melech Chizkiyo, and the Navi Yeshayo. What was that? So Chizkiyo, Amar Lesi Yoshua Gaboy. But for whatever reason they needed to meet, Yoshio needed to give Chizkiyo Musar about not getting married. And they each had a little bit of, not say gaiva, to say Lashon Hara about tzaddikim, but they each thought that they were right, and that the other person should travel to meet them. Chizkiyo Amar Lesi Yoshio Gaboy, Yeshayo should come to me, Dehachi Ashkechan Be'Eliyahu, Da'azul Gabi Achav. Because we see that by Eliyahu, who is the Navi, he went to Achav, who is the king, to tell him a nevuah. Yeshayo thought, no, Lesi Chizkiyo, the Gaboy, Chizkiyo Melech should come to me. You see that Yehoram, right, one generation later, Yehoram came to Elisha. So what did Hashem do? For whatever reason, he decided to bring Yisurim on Chizkiyo. And he said to the Navi, go, do the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. As the Pasuk says, Chizkiyo became very, very ill. He was going to die. And Yoshio came to visit him. And he said to him, this is what Hashem says, command your house, right? Last will and testament, you are about to die, you're not going to live. What does that mean? You're about to die, you're not going to live. Whew, very harsh. He's going to die in this world, and he's not going to live in the next one. Amarlay, Maikuli Hai, Chizkiyahu got upset. He said, wait a second, what's all this? Amarlay, Mishum Dolo Sakta Bepiri of your review. It's because you didn't get married and you didn't have kids. So Chizkiyahu said, I had a very good reason for that. Amarlay, Mishum Dechazai, Le Baruch HaKodesh. He was a Shtekel Navi as well. He saw in Ruch HaKodesh, Denafki Minai, Bonin Dolo Malu. I'm going to have children, i.e. Menashe, who's not going to be such a great tzaddik. So Amarlay, Behadi Kapshi De Rachman Olam Alecha. What are you dealing with all these kind of cheshbonos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? My demefakedes iboy lechalamavet. Whatever is mechuyov upon you, whatever mefaked, right, is someone who's in charge in the army, yeah. So whatever is mechuyov upon you, you have to do. Umadanicha kamikod yomrichu levet. So whatever, and whatever Hashem does later on, so He's going to do. You see from Mashmach this Gemara Shtickle that Hashem has kind of like a hand in Bechira. I don't know. I don't like that Mashmos. But it is a little bit Tzarachian how Chizkiyahu's kids becoming Rishayim is considered Maid Nicha Kami Kuchem Richu Levit. Right? Like Kilo, as if Hashem creates Rishayim and Tzadikim. We know that all the Rishonim and all the Hashkafa books say that, you know, a person is able to choose his own path, but okay, fine. So that requires a Shtigl Tzarachian. If you guys have any ideas, let me know. Amalei, so Chizkiyahu said back to Yeshayahu, fine. Hashta havli partachak. So fine. Okay, I'll marry your. Maybe I should marry your daughter. Efshar degar mezchusa didi v'didach menafki minayim banin demahalu. Right? Maybe between our schusim, between my schus and your schus, garma that will cause that I will have good kids, the nafkami menu, to come out of me. Maybe my children who come out of that union between the two of us, meaning me and your daughter. So maybe we'll be zocha and we'll have good tzaddikim. Amalei, Kfar Nigzera, Yeshayahu said to him, no, what can I do? Kfar Nigzera, Alecha Gzera. Hashem already paskin that you're going to die. Sorry, I cannot help you. Amalei, so Chizkiyahu said to Yeshayahu Ben Amotz, right, called him by his last name, right, not a positive thing. Kalein Vuasecha, finish with your nevuas, finish with your prophecies, with say, and get out. Kach Mekublan Mebeis Avi Abba, I have Mekubal, a Mesorah. It's Mekubal, it's Li. A Mesorah from my grandparents, from my ancestors. Afilu Cherev Chada Munechas Al Tzavaro Shal Adam. Even if a sharp blade is resting on the neck of a person, Al Yimona Atzmo Min Arachavim, a person should not refrain from davening. It's more Nami, it is also said, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Damir Tervayu, both of them say, Afilu Cherev Chada Munechas Al Tzavaro Shal Adam. Al Yimna Atzmo Min Arachavim. How do you know? Shememra, the Pasuk says, Hein Yikadluni Lo Ayachel. Lebach adds Lesof. Right, there's a whole. The Bach adds a whole hemshech of the story that at the end he did marry his daughter, and Menashe came out of him, and a son named Ravshika, or Ravashka. Okay, whatever. He had two sons. One day, Chizkiyahu was carrying them both on his shoulders, and to go to the Beis Medrash. And one of them said, check out my father, I'm just translating here, check out my father's head, right? It's a little bit, it's shtickle bald. I think that's what the pshat. And they were making fun of him. And the other one said, Chazi Reshi Da'aba La'kruve Aleh La'akum. Right? It's bald. You could bring Avodah Zarah Korbanos on my father's head. I guess it was smooth, I'm not sure exactly. So Chavtinu Ba'ara, so Chizkiyahu heard this and he threw them down into the ground. Right? Menashe Chayev or Ravshika Mace. Right? Menashe survived and the other son, Ravashka, he died. And he Karei Nafshi, he called the Pasuk, he said a Pasuk about that Amar of Chana and a few, right, okay, Lamaisei, and that's the Hemshech of the story. Alright. Not so great. But Lamaisa, it didn't work out for him in terms of his children, but whatever a person is mechuyev to do, so Lamaisa, they are, they still have to fill out there in the bargain, and whatever Kosh Baruch Hu does, Kosh Baruch Hu does. Amud Beis, long daf today. Amar Rav Chanan said, Afilu Bala Cholomos, Amur Lola Adam, even if a dreamer, I guess Yosef Atzadik, says to a person, Lamachar who mace, tomorrow you're gonna die, Al Yimna Atmo Min Arachamim. Do not stop davening. Shinemar, Kivarov, Chalamos, Ravalim, Udvarim, Arbe, Kiyas, Elokim, Yireh. Right? Even through dreams and all terrible, terrible things, just fear Hashem. And miyad vayasev, what happened? So miyad vayasev chizkiyahu panav velakir vayispalel Hashem. Right? What the hemshach of the story, right, that the Bach doesn't bring is the right in between those two. So chizkiyahu turned his face to the wall and he davened. My kir, why did he turn his face to the wall? Amar Rav Shimon ben Levi, mikiros libo, to the depths of his heart. Shenemar me'ay me'ay ochila kiros libi. Rabbi Levi, Omar, Rabbi Levi says, no, al iskei hakir. He davened to Hashem because of the wall. What wall? Amar lefano, not the western wall, but Amar lefano of Ribbono Shel Olam, Uma Shunamis, he referenced the story of the Shunamis. Isha Shunamis, who made an apartment for Elisha. It's also in the Haftarah that we read, in somewhere in Sefer Bereishis. Uma Shunamis Shelo Asasa Elakir Achas Ketana Hechye says, Bena. Just like the Shunamis who made one little wall for Elisha, right, if you know the end of the story there, so the son that she was promised she would die. I'm getting here now that the Malach, the Balach Halomos is the Malach Hamamuna Ala Halomos. So okay, so when we said that if the Malach who's in charge of dreams says to you that you're going to die, you should still daven. Okay, fine. Shkoyach. Anyway, so. What was Chizkiyahu's prayer according to Rabbi Levi? Just like the Shunamis, the Isha Shunamis, who built a room for Elisha, and she was promised a son, right? The Hemshech of the story is that the son died, and Elisha came back and revived him and did Chiyas HaMesim on the boy. So just like you did Chiyas HaMesim for that, so Avi Abba Shechofas Achich Al Kulo, right? Chizkiyahu says, my great-great-grandfather created the entire Beis HaMikdash. So, because it was uvizav alachas kama, so how much more so? So you should revive me. You should do tchias hamesim on me because of my ancestors who built the Beis Hamikdash. Zochor na es asher salachti lefanecha beemes uvalev shalem v'atov beinecha asisi. Hashem, please remember all of these great things that I did. Right, that I was a righteous person. My v'atov beinecha asisi. What is he referencing when he said I did what's good in your eyes? I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amarav Shesamach Gula L'Tfila. This is the connection to our Gemara that he was Somech Gula L'Tfila. Rabbi Levi Amar. Rabbi Levi says Shagana Sefer Harufuos, that he hid the Sefer Harufuos. Right, so that's actually Machlokas what the Sefer Harufuos was between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says, "Kadesh Yivakshu Rachamim." What happened over there? We'll just take Rashi's pshat that Sefer Refuos was this like book of cures of ailments and illnesses, and basically Bnei Yisrael were kind of using it and not thinking of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They weren't realizing that it really is Hashem who is Rofei Cholim, and so Chizkiyahu hid it because in order that Kadesh Yivakshu Rachamim, so that Bnei Yisrael should daven to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And thereby be healed, instead of using this hocus pocus that apparently was causing them to forget Hashem. Right, similar to the snake that Bnei Israel looked at when they were being bitten by the snake. Hashem told Moshe, build a bronze copper snake and they'll get healed. It wasn't magic, right? Rashi says right there that they looked upwards and they saw the snake and that caused them to think of Akash Baruch Hu, who was above them, and then they davened and then they were healed. And that's referenced right here as well. Tanur, as you're about to see right now. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizkiyahu Amalech. Chizkiyahu did six, I guess, unique things in his kingship and when he was king. Al Gimel Hodulo, Gimel Lo Hodulo, sorry. Through three of them, the Chachamim were Moda, they were Maskim, and three they were not. Al Gimu Hodulo, what is the three that he did that were good, that the Chachamim agree with? Gona Sefer Refuos V'Hodulo, right? He hid away the Sefer Refuos. Kite Nachash HaNachoshes V'Hodulo, right? He ground up and destroyed this copper snake, so Bnei Yisrael should know that really it's Hashem who's Rofei Cholim and not the snake or whatever, the copper, the not so magic. And Girer Atmos Aviv Almita Shel Chavalim, and he dragged the bones of his father on the bed of ropes, right, because his father was a Rasha. V'hodulo, and they were fine with that. Al gimel lo hodulo, but on three they were not so down with. Sasa me gichon v'lo hodulo, he stopped up the meshiloach, right, and so that the king of Ashur should not come and find water to drink. And Chachamim were not so happy with that. Kitzitz Delosos Heikal Veshugam Lamelech Ashur, and he also cut. He took the doors of the Heikal and sent them as like a matana to the kings of Ashur. And the Chacham were not happy with that. Again, that he should have davened. He should not have done that type of ishtadlus. He should have had more emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Avar Nisa, Iber Nisan B'Nisan B'lo Hodulo. And he made a leap year in Nisan, and they were not so happy with that. And the Gemara says, wait a second. The leap year in Nisan? Umi leslay l'chizkiyahu achodesh zel achem rosh chadashim? Did Chizkiyahu not know the halacha that Nisan is the first month of the year? And the Gemara learns, Zen Nisan v'ayin acher Nisan? But you can't be Mabir Shana in Nisan. You have to do it in Adar. So how could you have missed that? It's obvious. Beferish Gemara, Beferish Halacha, Gemara's in Rosh Hashanah, etc. I think. Ella Tab in the Shmuel. Rather, he made a mistake in what Shmuel said. Amar Shmuel, Ein Mabir Nisashana, B'yom HaShloshim Shel Adar. You can't be Mabir Shana on the 30th day of Adar. Ho'ol V'roy L'kovo Nisan. Since it could have theoretically been Nisan, right, if Edom would have come, right, you still can't be Mabir Shana on the 30th day of Adar. So Chizkiyahu Savar, Ho'ol V'roy Lo Aminan. He didn't hold of this little Ho'ol V'roy. He thought, the 30th day of Adar is still technically Adar, so technically I can still make an Iber Yor. I can still extend the year, make a leap year. But Shmuel's din is, no, since the 30th of Adar could have been Nisan, even that is unable to be used to extend the year, and that was inappropriate. Okay. Amar Yochanan Mishnah Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, Kol HaTola B'Zchus Atzmo Tolon Loach B'Zchus Acherim, V'Kol HaTola B'Zchus Acherim Tolon Lo B'Zchus Atzmo. Anybody who davens and says, please heal me for my own Zechus, really in the end Hashem will do it, but he'll use schus of other people. And if anybody davens and says, do it for the schus of others, in the end, he'll get it for the schus of himself. All right, how do you know that? So we see that Moshe tola b'schus acherim, right? When Moshe davened, he was tola, he made it dependent on the schus of others. Shenemar, as Pasuk says, Zechor l'Avram Yitzchak l'Yisrael avadecha, right, to forgive Bnei Yisrael by the Chet HaEgel. And what happened? Tolu lo b'schus atzmo. Hashem did it for Moshe himself. Shenemar, as Pasuk says, Vayomer la'hashmidem lulei Moshe b'chiro amad b'peretz lefanav la'yeshiv chamaso me'ashchis. Okay, fine. So you see that really the Pasuk says in Tehillim that really Moshe was the one who was Mizaka Am Yisrael, not Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Chizkiyah tala b'schus atzmo. Chizkiyah was made it dependent on himself. T'chziv zachar nas asher salakti lefanecha. And what did Hashem? How did Hashem heal him? And who's chus? And in the end, tala lo b'schus achinim shenemar v'ganosi el ha'ir azos v'oshia lamani l'man David avdi. Right, but in the end, he was answered in the schus of David. What does the pasuk say? What does it mean when it says hinei l'shalom mar limar? Afilu b'shash shigir lo akash baruch hu shalom mar hulo. Even when Akash Baruch Hu made shalom for Chizkiyahu, it was still a little bit bitter because he was told it in someone else's schus and not in his own. Nasin alay yaskir katana. We go back to that story with Elisha and the Isha Shunamis. The holy woman had said to her husband, let's make Elisha a small cure. Let's make him a little wall, and we'll make him a little room so that he could stay when he comes to us. And he could sleep there, etc., and hang out there, have a place to stay. Rav v'Shmuel, there's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Chad Amar Aliyah Perua Haisa V'Kiruha. One of them says there's a little upper chamber upstairs on the roof, V'Kiruha, and they made a roof over it, and that was the kir. V'chad Amar Aksadra Gedola Haisa V'Chilku Alishnayim. And one says, no, they put a wall in the middle of a nice Aksadra, however you translate that, it's not a garden, it's like a veranda, I think. They had a loft, perhaps, a treehouse, whatever it was, they had a nice room, and they split it in two and gave half of it to Elisha. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Lamanda Amar Aksadra, Hainu Aksadra, according to the guy who says it was an Aksadra, Hainu Dikhtiv Kir, that's why he says that he made a wall, because they literally made a wall and they split a room into two. El Lamanda Amar Aliyah, according to someone who says it was a roof and they put an upper chamber and they put a roof on top of it. My Kir, what does it mean that they made a Kir? Shekiruha, they put a roof. Okay. Bishlam Lamanda Amar Aliyah, according to the guy who says, I understand very well, according to the guy who says that it was an Aliyah, it was like kind of like something an upper room and they put a roof on top of it. Hainu dechtiv aliyas kir. That's why the pasuk says it was an aliyah. Ela manda amar achsadra my aliyas kir. What does it mean if it was an achsadra? How do you know? What does it mean that they made an aliyah? Muleshe bevatim, that it was the highest of the houses. Meaning it was a really, really spitzed out place. And they split it in two. They gave one side to Elisha. Okay. So it continues the story. The woman said to her husband, to make, in terms of making this room for Elisha, let's put for him a bed and a table and a chair and a candelabra. Right? Simple. Simple dwellings. If someone wants to benefit from others that who do them favors, so you can, yeah, now you can get benefit from other people. Okay, Elisha, just like Elisha, because Elisha, you see what happened. Elisha ended up staying in that room. Right? They did him a favor, they built him a little room, and he ended up staying there. Visha'eno rotze lehanos, but if you don't want to take favors from other people, al yehne, don't take any, you don't have to derive benefit from others. Kishmuel, just like Shmuel haramati, shenema, as Pasuk says, utshuva so haramata, he went back to Ramot, Kisham Beso, because that's where his house was. Rabbi Yochanan Shekol Markom Shalach Sham Beso Imo. Anywhere Shmuel went, he took basically his house with him. He took everything he needed, so he wouldn't have to benefit from other people. Vatomer Elisha, Hinei No Yadati Ki Yisha Elokim Kadoshu. Right, the woman, the Isha Shunamis, said to her husband, "I know that Elisha is a holy person." I'm Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Mikan Sheha Isha Makeres BeOrchin Yoser Mina Ish. Here we see that a woman recognizes and can understand her guests more than the men. Kadoshu mina yada. How did she know that he was holy? Ravu Shmuel, Zamachogis from Ravu Shmuel, Chad Amar Shalom, Rasa Zvuv over Al Shulchano. She didn't see a fly pass over his table when he was eating. The Chad Amar Sadin Shal Pishtan Hitzia Amitasos. And one says that she took out Pishtan sheets, some nice sheets on his bed, Valorasa Keri Olav, and when she washed them, or I guess when she checked them, there was no Keri. So therefore Kadoshu. Therefore he was a holy person. As you can see, he was a holy person. Am Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, who Kadosh, that Elisha is, the Gemara Darshan's again, Kadosh who? Elisha was holy. Who Kadosh? He's holy. Bar Umishar So Eino Kadosh. But Gehazi, Elisha's servant, was not as holy at all. Shemar, as the pasuk says, "Vayigash Gehazi lahodfa," and Gehazi, when the Isha Shunamis came to Elisha to beg him to do something because her son had died, so she was very bitter. She grabbed Elisha's feet, and Gehazi came lahodfa to shove her off, and grabbed her to kind of move her off, because obviously that's not mechuba to do to a navi. I'm Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, she'achza b'hod yofya. They make a play on words, Bahadfa, he grabbed her, basically he grabbed her in her beauty, i.e. he grabbed her in an appropriate place, and therefore she could tell that he was not a holy person. Over Aleinu Tamir, the Isha Shunamis says that Elisha came to them often, he visited them often, Am Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Mishim Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Yaakov, Kol Hama Areach Talmud Chacham B'soch Beiso, anybody who hosts a Talmud Chacham in their house, how do you pronounce this? He gives him, he lets him benefit from his possessions. The pasuk, it's as if that person brought a korban tamid. Right, again, a play on the words. Over aleinu tamid. Right, it's as if you were makriv a korban tamid. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Trying to find. We had Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Trying to just skip up. Okay. That title will forgive me for not. I think it's Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. The place. Okay. Al Yamud Adam B'makom Gavoa V'Yispalel. A person shouldn't stand at a high place in Davin. I.e., you shouldn't be Bal Gaiva. You shouldn't, I don't think it means physically. I'm getting in here. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Oh, Shkoyach. Rabbi is Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov? Wonderful. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Okay. Al Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Mishem Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Al Yamod Adam B'makom Gavoa. Person should not stand in a high place for Yisbal and Davin. I.e. don't be a gavidik when you Davin. You should dive in a low place. From the depths, I have called out to you, Hashem. You shouldn't stand on a chair. You shouldn't stand on a stool. And not on a high place. Rather, you should dive in a low place. You should dive in. Because there should be no high places or gaiva. By a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Shenema, as Baruch says, Mimamakim Krasich Hashem. You should daven from the depths. If you go into any ruins and shuls and stuff like that, so you'll see that the bima, not like we have nowadays, that you step up to the bima, but the bima was actually dug into the ground. You would stand, take a couple steps down, and the bima would be dug into the shul. And that's not clearly, but I would imagine based on this. The pasuk says Tefilah Ani Ki Yatov. Okay. From Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yosi Bar Yosi, like I said before, Hamas Pal Tzarich Sheichavin Israglav. A person has to kind of angle their feet, right? Put them one next to each other, right? As we do when we daven Shmona Esrei. Shneem Arvur Aglihem Ragel Yishara. You should have a straight leg. Right? That's what we're trying to do. From Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yosi. My dichtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says lo sochlu al adam? You should not eat lo sochlu al adam. Pretty famous pasuk. One second, sorry. Oh, I lost the place here. Oh, I keep on saying Bar Yosi. Okay, it's Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Okay, shkoch. I keep on quoting that inappropriately. Anyway, I'm Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yaakov. My dechsev lo sochlu al adam, lo sochlu koldam shetispalu al dimchem. Don't eat before you daven for your blood, for your souls, for your life. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rabbi Yosi. I'm Rabbi Chanina. I'm Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Kol ha'ochal v'shosa ve'achar kach mispalel. Anybody who eats and drinks and afterwards davens. Alav akasu omer, the pasuk says about him, v'osi yishlachta acharei gavecha, al tikri gavecha ela geyecha. I have sent you down from your gaiva, don't be a bal gaiva, amar akash baruch hu la'achar shenizkai zeh, kibbal alav malchus shamayim. After this person has filled himself with gaiva, right, a person can eat before davening, right, you're gonna be mekabel o malchus shamayim after you stuffed yourself, that is inappropriate. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Agimel Shalos. Rabbi Yeshua says you can say Kriyat Shema until the third hour of the day. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul Halach Rabbi Yeshua. That is in fact the halacha. Hakone Mikan Ve'Elech Lohivsid. If you read from here on, right? If you say Kriyat Shema after the third hour, so you have not lost. You have not lost anything. I'm Rav Chista. Amar Mar Ukva Ubelvad Shlo Yomar Yotzer Or. You shouldn't say the brachas of Yotzer Or. If you say Kriyat Shema after the third hour, Meisvei, I'll bring you a question. Akora mikan ve'elech lo hifsi kadam akora shehu kore b'Torah. Avo mevorechu shtaim lefanav ve'achad acharav. The Brisa says beferish that you should still say the brachos Kriyat Shema tiyufta derav chista tiyufta. That's a tiyufta. Gemara says the amri amar of chista. No, perhaps another version of the statement of Rav Chista. Amar of chista amar mar ukva my lo hifsid. What does it mean that he's not losing anything? Shlo hifsid brachos. That he did not lose out on saying the brachos. You can still say the brachos if you say Kriyat Shema after the third hour. Tani na mihachu. We also learned that Brisa hakori mikan ve'elach lo hifsid ka'adam shakori b'Torah aval mevarach u'shtaim lefanav ve'achas la'acharav. Same Indian that we should say the brachos Kriyat Shema if you say Kriyat Shema after the third hour. Amar Rabbi Mani Godol Hakori Kriyat Shema Ba'onasa Yoser Mea Osek B'Torah. Right, it's greater if you say Kriyat Shema during this man than if you learn Torah. Midigatani, no, Midigatani Hakori Mikan Ve'elech Lo Hifsid Kadam Hakori B'Torah. Right, if you say Kriyat Shema after this man, it's not as you haven't lost anything. It's just like you were learning. Right, implying Michlal, the implication is the Korah Ba'onasa Adif, that it's better than learning Torah, right? The lower level is, well, yeah, you've done it, and you at least you're learning Torah. Well, i.e. the level above is that you're saying Kriyat Shema Bizman. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, tomorrow we'll go weiter with the Mishnah, Yasher Koyach.